7 at the hour. It's Monday, the 14th of October, end of the second week, beginning of the third week. And if you want to justify getting up and around, there will be no conversation about Columbus Day here. Because Columbus Day is an outrage, and I get so annoyed every time I think about who he was and what he did or didn't do. The fact that there is a holiday honoring this bird is just so over the top. If you want to argue with me about it, save your breath. Yeah, go argue with somebody else about it. 888-302-3684. Not that I'm trying to be arrogant about it. I just find that there are so many other worthwhile people and things to celebrate. I don't know whether the government shutdown is something to celebrate. It's worthwhile to talk about it. So we are there again because it's the 14th day of this shutdown. And the latest overview focuses on the discussion on the showdown and on the debt ceiling. It's shifted to the Senate of the United States, as you may know. Harry Reid said he was optimistic about a solution, and he'd do everything he could through the day to reach some sort of bargain with the House Republicans. Then the Senate adjourned, went home. They'll take matters up again this afternoon. The deadline is Thursday before there is a default on our debt, because the ceiling isn't this is something that's easily, I don't know, maybe some people don't think it's too easily explained. What is this hubbub about? The debt ceiling, Kenny, let's see if you and I can take a crack at this. Ken Kessler is here with me. I'm Doug Steffen, by the way. The idea that we have a debt ceiling or that we have to move it again is because we spend more than we take in. This is not about old debt, even though that's what I'll tell you it is. We have money right now. Well, it depends on how you look at where the money is spent and how it's spent. And that's where it becomes very confusing, because supposedly this is to cover new spending. Is that not correct?
Yeah, my understanding is that that this is about money that Congress has already voted to spend. And then I guess they knew how much they had to spend and didn't care and voted to spend more anyway. So this is already already spent money,
right,
that will hit on Thursday.
All right. So now you and I have a different point of view, because it's new spending, but it's already been voted spending.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. So how do you? I want to get into some new facets of this, the essence of the old fat. Well, what would you cut? And Obama's a bad guy, or Harry Reid's a bad guy, or Boehner's a bad guy. Still, there is a sort of showdown here, and a lot of people have been affected. How have you been affected by this, if at all? 888-302-3684. As is usually the case here on Mondays, we take bits and pieces of audio from the Sunday morning news programs on the major television networks like Fox and CBS and NBC and ABC, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So let's have an ear for Chris Wallace, who here talks to Congressman Jim Jordan of Ohio about the House's refusal to come up with any clean bills.
Are you prepared to let this go past the deadline on Thursday, when the Secretary of the Treasury says that we're going to go into default?
Chris, I'm
not asking you whether you think it's a default or not. What I'm asking is, are you prepared to let this go past
no
Thursday?
No one wanted to shut down. We offered 11 different bills to fund all or part of the government.
Yeah, but we're on day 13.
Exactly, because we've offered we have compromised and given them all kinds of reasonable pieces of legislation that Harry Reid won't even debate, let alone pass. And no one wants a default. What we want to do is stick to some basic principles of addressing the underlying problem. Is we keep spending more money than we have, and if we continue to do that, we're going to make it difficult for our kids and our grandkids, for future generations, to enjoy this amazing thing we call America.
But, sir, answer my direct question. I understand your principle. Are you prepared to refuse to sign, make a deal and to let this go past Thursday?
You're asking the wrong. You should be asking Harry Reid this and Barack Obama this.
Well, if they were here, I would.
Yeah, well, I'm asking you. And what I'm saying is we are prepared to do what needs to be done to address the underlying problems in this country.
But you won't raise the debt limit if it doesn't do that.
Well, we're not going to.
What you're listening to is what the problem is. I don't know this guy. Kenny, what do you know about Jim Jordan of Ohio? I don't know what district he's in, but he's the problem. So representative of the problem. They don't want to answer. It's such political, it's the usual crap that comes out of these guys. The essence of what we have is people who are so attached to their ego, to their ideas. Talk to Barack Obama and Harry, you'd get more or less the same kind of stuff. Right? After all of this, we still have these clowns, and that's why the approval of Congress is at 14%.
Right. I don't know much about Jim Jordan beyond what we just heard. But I saw somewhere, and I thought this was really good. I wish I had kept it somewhere, where a writer had said over the weekend, this whole mess is kind of like if you got shot in the stomach and your doctor wants to argue with you about how you need to change your diet plan.
That's actually very good. I like that. Very interesting. 888-302-3684. For those of you who are listening, maybe because your station is not a normal station that carries part of this program, the essence of it on holidays, we're live, so why not? Let's get Doug in, the rest of the gang on the air. You can opine as you will, but let's come up with some new stuff instead of the old stuff, all right, in terms of what there is discussions between Reid and Mitch McConnell. Reid is the Democratic leader on the side, on the Senate side, and McConnell is the Republican leader. Now, both of these old fossils are a representation of what the problem is. Because you look at them, and you see the same sort of angry look on their face. Their body language is pretty much the same. They even sound the same. They have that weak, high-pitched voice, and it is babble. That's a new word. I got it. Blathering and babble. We'll put it together. I get paid by the word, so we'll put them together to save somebody some money. Blathering. And that's all it is. Nothing but a lot of BS. And most people see, okay, I'm doing all right on my own. There are some people who are affected, some directly, some indirectly. I've overviewed in the last couple of weeks how it affects me. Advertisers think that people who are connected with government, and that's so many that it's disgusting in and of itself, that there are not enough people who are on their own. That's part of the problem. That's why we're spending so much money, because there's so many people that are on all these government programs. Nobody seems to be discussing that either, where you can cut the waste, the fraud, the corruption, the abuse. Who's discussing that? Anyway, there's a whole series of things. I saw something over the weekend about some ships that the Navy had built that don't work because they have the wrong engines in them. And we have to, the fellow who designed them, or the company that designed them, says, okay, well, I guess there's a mistake here. We'll fix it, and it'll cost you $70 million a ship to fix it. Why are we paying $70 million for their mistake? That's the way these contracts are all built, to protect the companies that do this stuff. Anyway, you can find all kinds of examples, and you're welcome to share again your thoughts. 888-302-3684, facebook.com/Good Day Show, twitter@Good Day Show, email doug@dougstefan.com or ken@dougstefan.com.
It's autumn, and the weather is cool and crisp. Whether you're enjoying the brilliant colors of fall or watching football at home with your family, you'll want Citrus Magic, the perfect fresh air solution. Made in the USA, Citrus Magic Air Freshener is considered the most effective odor eliminator, naturally absorbing bad odors and replacing them with fresh scents. Available as a long-lasting solid air freshener or non-aerosol spray at Walmart, Target, Walgreens, Kroger, your local hardware store, or online. There's magic in the air. Citrus Magic.
Hey, this is Guy Fieri. Now, when your recipe calls for red peppers, chili powder, garlic, and onions, you got the start of some awesome chili and maybe some heartburn. If that's the case, roll out the Rolaids Liquid.
Don't let heartburn keep you from enjoying the things you love. New Rolaids Liquid gets you back in the action fast. Even when your worst heartburn symptoms flare up, Rolaids Liquid dual active formula coats and soothes for rapid relief. New Rolaids Liquid in your choice of mint or cherry. Use as directed.
R-O-L-A-I-D-S? Now that's how you spell relief.
The new fall flooring styles are here, and we've got them on sale now at Lumber Liquidators. Check out over 70 new floors. including new hand-scraped and exotic hardwood, new bamboo, featuring Bellawood Ultra Strand Bamboo, new laminate and vinyl plank. Choose from 53 floors under $2 a square foot. Plus, get special extended financing. Hurry, sale ends Monday. Visit LumberLiquidators.com and find your local store. Better yet, drop by and get your free fall flooring catalog today.
Hi, I'm Joe Swedish, CEO of WellPoint. We proudly support the March of Dimes and all they do to reduce the rate of premature birth in the United States. Though premature births have recently declined, still 500,000 babies are born too soon each year. We're helping the March of Dimes fund cutting-edge research and community programs that help moms and their babies live healthier lives. Please visit marchofdimes.com and join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies.
Jay Farner here with Quicken Loans. Here are two simple words that should make you reconsider waiting to buy a home. Buying power. Let's say you can afford a monthly mortgage payment, including principal and interest, of around $1,350. With today's rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage of 4.375%, APR 4.64%, that payment could support a $270,000 mortgage. But if you wait and rates tick up to around 6%, that same $1,350 mortgage payment, including principal and interest, may only be able to support a $225,000 mortgage. That's $45,000 worth of home that you're missing out on by waiting. That's buying power. And for 3 years in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Give Quicken Loans a call today at 800-QUICKEN or go to QuickenLoans.com and maximize your buying power.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Payment example excludes taxes and insurance. Calls for cost information. Equal housing lender license in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
888-302-3684. The Senate negotiations to bring the fiscal crisis to an end, showing signs of progress. No guarantees. I love the... What kind of foolishness is that, even? You know, the way sometimes... these stories that are presented every once in a while I'll look at something and I'll take the first paragraph of the story and sort of give it to you in verbatim, and then I look at it and I think to myself, huh? But no guarantees. What guarantees are there in life? Here's a story about somebody who won a Nobel Peace Prize. This kind of gives it to you as it is. His name is Oscar. I believe his name is pronounced Hiuelos, but I'm not sure. Hiuelos. H-I-J-U-E-L-O-S. Wouldn't you pronounce it that way, Kenny? Hiuelos?
Sure.
Hiuelos, anyway. He died from sudden cardiac arrest over the weekend. He was born in New York to Cuban parents. Became the first Latino to win the Nobel Prize for Fiction. His novel, The Mambo Kings, plays songs of love. He said the truth is that before that period, there were very few publishing houses in New York who would deal with Latino writers. So there's an interesting story or sideline. This guy's only 62 years old, though. That was the point of me telling you the story now. I find this kind of stuff... The fact that we're expecting something, or the news media makes you think like you know, there's something we're guaranteed to have. 21 after the hour.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERAGANIX.com. Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
A song is pretty appropriate for the discussions that are going on. Nothing from Nothing was number one during this week in 1974, Billy Preston's music. As we continue our conversation about what's going on in the world, this is the Doug Steffen Good Day program, focusing on some of today's big news and maybe a little bit of, this is the anniversary, by the way, of the publishing of Winnie the Pooh. And I was thinking how much poo there is. And all of this. Good Lord. All right, so where are we with all this? Leaders at the World Bank and International Monetary Fund having a meeting this weekend warning the United States, cajoling it, basically pushing it. You got to raise your debt ceiling. You got to reopen the government. Otherwise, massive disruption in the world markets. But it wouldn't be this way if we ran our house properly, would it? 888-302-3684. Here's Bob Schieffer from Face the Nation for your consideration. Listen to the conversation between him and Chuck Schumer. He's a guy who never misses a chance to get in front of a microphone or a camera. They talk about the meetings that took place over the weekend.
You were in all the meetings. You met with both the President and the Senate Democratic leadership, the Senate and Republican leaders. You were there talking to Mitch McConnell on the Republican side. Where are we?
Well, Bob, I'm cautiously hopeful, optimistic, that we can come to an agreement and open up the government and avoid default based on the bipartisan meetings that are going on.
Well, what's the sticking point?
Well, at those meetings, I'd said just the good stuff is that Senator McConnell and Senator Reid both understood the gravity of default and how we had to avoid it. And while I don't want to get into details, the frameworks they each had were not that far apart, a lot closer than, say, House Republicans and the President. It's also very good that there are bipartisan groups meeting. I really respect what Susan Collins is doing, and that will help bring things about. So here's what I'd say. With the President, with Senate Democrats, with Senate Republicans, there's a will. We now have to find a way. We know the House won't find that way, so the whole, all of it rests on our shoulders. But finding that way is hard, but we're not out of the ballpark in any way.
Well, what about this undoing the sequester? I keep hearing that's the most important thing to the Democrats.
I think
what does that mean?
That's one of the sticking points. Look, neither Democrats nor Republicans like the sequester. One of the strongest voices against it has been Senator McCain, correctly, because of what it would do to defense, which he defends so dearly. The dispute has been how to undo sequester. Republicans want to do it with entitlement cuts. In other words, take entitlement cuts and then put that money into undoing at least part of sequester. Democrats want to do it with a mix of mandatory cuts, some entitlement, and revenues. And so how do you overcome that dilemma? We're not going to overcome it in the next day or two. But if we were to open up the government for a period of time that concluded before the sequester took place, which is January 15th, we could have a whole bunch of discussions, and I am more optimistic than most we could come to an agreement. That was one place where the House Republicans and the President were not, you know, at total loggerheads, and a lot of it depends on how you define revenues and how you define entitlement cuts. So the plan would be open up the government immediately for a period of time before the sequester hits, and then have serious discussions where we might be able to undo the sequester. I'm optimistic that could work.
Blarney. Why can't... Blimey, what blarney? Why can't the... I'm cautiously optimistic. I can't tell you too much, but we're doing the important work in spite of the House Republicans. 28 after the hour, this is a good day.
The new fall flooring styles are here, and we've got them on sale now at Lumber Liquidators. Check out over 70 new floors, including new hand-scraped and exotic hardwood, new bamboo featuring Bellawood Ultra Strand Bamboo, new laminate and vinyl plank. Choose from 53 floors under $2 a square foot. Plus, get special extended financing. Hurry, sale ends Monday. Visit LumberLiquidators.com and find your local store. Better yet, drop by and get your free fall flooring catalog today.
Hey, it's Guy Fieri. And before the game, it's all about the tailgating. Burgers, sausage and peppers, onions, hot wings, you name it. But come game time, if you got yourself a whole bunch of heartburn, roll out the Rolaids.
Don't let heartburn keep you from enjoying the things you love. Rolaids gets you back in the action fast. Its dual-active formula neutralizes more acid than Tums. For indigestion and heartburn, get rapid relief with Rolaids.
R-O-L-A-I-D-S? Now that's how you spell relief.
Use as directed. Acid neutralization may not correlate with symptom relief.
The American Veterans Center needs your help to preserve and protect our veterans' legacy so future generations will remember their service and sacrifice. You can help the center accomplish this with a gift of $25. For your support, you'll receive a free DVD titled World War II Remembered. Just go to AmericanVeteransCenter.org and click the donate button. That's AmericanVeteransCenter.org.
And the award goes to America's Best Value Inn. For the second year in a row, America's Best Value Inn has been named the Economy Hotel Brand of the Year based on the Harris Poll Equitrend Study. And now you can be a winner, too. Join our free value club for a 15% discount, room upgrade, late checkout when available, and other instant rewards at our 1,000 hotels in North America. Visit America's Best Value.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You've thought about it for years. Well, the time is now. You need a secret bunker, and you need it deep and strong. Atlas Survival Shelters should be your first and only choice. The experts at Atlas can help you choose a shelter that has all the comforts of your home and is 11 times stronger than square box shelters. Call Atlas at 1-855-4-BUNKERS. 1-855-4-BUNKERS. Or visit iwantthatbunker.com. Atlas Survival Shelters. Better prepared than scared.
Are you prepared for disasters, job loss, and uncertain times? Make Emergency Essentials your first stop for premier food storage and emergency preparedness supplies. Compare our food storage ounce to ounce, and it's easy to see. Emergency Essentials has the best quality and lowest priced emergency food storage guaranteed. Call Emergency Essentials at 800-999-1863 today, or visit BePrepared.com. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Somebody just sent me an email. Morning, Mr. Stephan.
How dare you denigrate the men and women who are working hard to correct this problem? I think that the women actually are doing. I'm for women leading the world.
The men are getting in the way.
Yeah, the men are getting in the way. 888-302-3684. Ken Kessler, Doug Stephan. More on the shutdown and default, et cetera, et cetera. The news media refers to these people as leaders. If they were leaders, wouldn't they have fixed this before it became a big problem? Just asking. I ask a lot of questions. Sometimes there are good answers for the questions. Sometimes there are not. You may help yourself to any sort of solution or how this is affecting you. Whatever comments you want to make, who do you want to kiss? 888-30. There's a frog someplace around we can kiss. From Meet the Press, David Gregory talks to Christine Lagarde, who is the managing director of the International Monetary Fund, about the global concerns. I made quick mention of that a few minutes ago. Let's listen to a little bit more detail.
There's no deal. The American government is barreling toward default. How scary is this to you?
It's very, very concerning. You know, I've spent the last 3 days with nearly 300 finance ministers and governors of central banks from across the world. And the world was doing better. There was recovery in the US, in Europe at last. Japan was turning the corner. The emerging markets were still growing fast, and the low-income countries were really showing strong growth. And they all came together to talk about the U.S. monetary policy and its impact on emerging market economies and how they should well prepare for that. And then they found out that the debt ceiling was the issue. They found out that the government had shut down and that there was no remedy in sight. So it really completely transformed the meeting in the last few days.
So help me understand from your point of view, managing director of the IMF, the International Monetary Fund, where you're providing aid to countries at risk around the globe, but you're also keeping an eye on the U.S. economy, the global economy. Obviously, there is a credibility issue for the United States here, but help me understand the actual economic shock that would result from us not raising this debt ceiling and being in a position where America can't pay all its bills on time.
Do you remember 2008, the beginning of the Great Recession? Well, if there was a combination of the government shutdown for a period of time and, more seriously, more damaging, if the debt ceiling was not lifted with a degree of certainty and enough time so that people could, you know, sort of have the assurance that the economy was in good standing. That would bring about so much uncertainty, so much risk of disruption, that the standing of the US economy would again be at risk. That some of the obligations that the first economy in the world has would not be respected. And I think, you know, there was a lot of discussion amongst the finance ministers from all over the world about the technical aspects of it. And you can argue forever as to whether the impact is going to be 2.5%, 3%, 5%, where how much public spending will have to be cut, how many more people will be unemployed. But one thing was certain around the table, it was that if there is that degree of disruption, that lack of certainty, that lack of trust in the US signature, it would mean massive disruption the world over. And we would be at risk of tipping yet again into recession. That was the impression around that big table.
Okay, what'd you get out of that, Kenny?
That default's bad for everybody.
Mm-hmm. There it is. Could have said that in 5 or 6 seconds, right?
Yeah. I don't know how authoritative I would sound saying that.
888-302-3684. I don't know. We've listened to all of this gaffe from the television side. The program we were doing aims at presenting different sides to stories so that you can sort of make up your mind. And some of this stuff is entertaining. And I know I sound negative, and I guess I am, because I'm so tired of listening to all of this guttural gaffe. So that's television. Let's see if we can do better with some radio hosts who are on the air over the weekend, including Jason Rance. Who, Adam, is he a ranter? I don't know this guy's name. I don't know this guy. Is he somebody new that we just found, Kenny?
Yeah, I just came across him recently. He's in Seattle, I believe.
Am I going to like this or not? Am I going to be ranting after listening to Mr. Rance?
Well, he's not going to say anything that's going to upset you, but, you know, the issue is what it is.
Politico.com financial reporter Kevin Cirilli on with Jason Rance about the negotiations being attempted by the House.
What was the proposal by the House leadership to the president, and why was it rejected?
Well, it's still unclear at this point, and I think that the argument coming from the White House that we're hearing is that the House GOP's plan just went a little too far with regards to Obamacare, but they didn't really talk about specifics. I mean, I think the big news in the past 24 hours to 48 hours is that two sides are talking, but what's been fascinating to watch as a reporter is just the president and Democrats are kind of, there's a confusion of whom exactly they should be negotiating with, whether it's the House Republicans or the Senate Republicans, again, just because of all of the different factions within the Republican Party right now.
What exactly happened to the no negotiations sort of policy standpoint from the president?
The debt ceiling happened. The October 17th deadline, though some people, you know, argue that there are differences and that we might technically default, but it wouldn't be as catastrophic as some are saying. I think that October 17th deadline, just around the corner, has kind of forced the two sides to have to start negotiating with each other.
Now, obviously, some Republicans didn't like what happened, didn't like the president rejecting this House compromise. But what are we hearing from the leadership? What exactly is their next play?
Well, you know, everyone this morning, it looked like Senator Susan Collins, a Republican from Maine, and had teamed up with Senator Joe Manchin, a moderate Democrat from West Virginia, to bring about a proposal that would have delayed the medical device tax for 2 years in Obamacare. Now, that is a very small portion of Obamacare, but it is still a portion of it, and some folks had thought that perhaps that might be enough. It also would have, added a continuing resolution to reopen the government, and as well as raise the debt ceiling. And this plan would have lasted anywhere from about 6 months to 2 years. It was a good starting point from everything that I was hearing, and then at about noon, 12:30-ish, that plan completely fell apart. It was uncertain whether or not House Republicans would have even gotten behind it. I asked Senator Collins, about that, actually, and she told me that she had bent over backwards, but that it was a quote-unquote delicate situation trying to navigate Democrats and the different factions in the Republican Party. And so now I think that it all comes down to the Senate leadership at this point, Harry Reid and Mitch McConnell, to try and broker a deal.
888-302-3684. I think we're getting the gist of all of this stuff. Hello to people listening in Albuquerque today and El Paso on KTSM, Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, Bristol, Rhode Island, York, Pennsylvania. Happy to have you along as we transition into a new week. It's a holiday for some. The banks are closed today, I think, and most government is closed. Well, so what else? The government's closed. You know what bothered me most about Chuck Schumer's those of you who just joined us, listening to a piece from Chuck Schumer talking to, I think, Bob Schieffer. Bob Schieffer, okay. So he said the government will reopen. The government hasn't been shut down. There's like 14% of the employees who are non-essential have not shown up to work, and they'll be paid anyway. And so what do we learn from the government is open? The government has stuck it to you. That's what they have done. Your tax money, your government has stuck it to you because they're more powerful and more in control than you are. Even though this is a government supposedly of the people, by the people, for the people. It's not a government that I'm pleased with. Are you pleased with it, Kenny?
No, not by a long shot.
Yeah. So whose government is it? If it's not yours and it's not mine, then whose government is it? Is the government of the big corporations? Unbridled capitalism rules? Look at some of the Supreme Court rulings of late. Never mind free enterprise, which is what the country was formed on. That's not what's going on. These big companies, look at what happens at the FDA. Look at what's happening at the EPA. They complain, but who's getting things changed? Anyway, I'm asking because I think you know what the answer is. It's sort of like, Doug's right. 888-302-3684. All right, enough of this. Let's talk about Obamacare or listen to some information about Obamacare as it seems to have been the trigger for all of this anyway. And it started working, well, let me scratch that. It was started last week. It was started 2 weeks ago, tomorrow, right? Yeah. 2 weeks ago tomorrow, the 1st of October. Yeah. And so how's that doing? We'll find out in a moment. This is Good Day. It's 16 before the hour.
Nobody knows more about your business than you do. But having the right support services can make a powerful difference. And that's where the new OfficeMax Services Center comes in. With all the support services you need for your business, from printing and designing marketing materials to launching your website and securing your data with cloud solutions, our knowledgeable associates can help. Learn more online at officemax.com/services. That's officemax.com/services.
Let's get it started.
Real estate's booming. With 8 open houses this weekend, I had to get the word out. Luckily, I found the new services center at OfficeMax. They designed great 4-color flyers that I printed for 25 cents each. I have a new way to turn open houses into done deals. Let's get it
started. Introducing the new OfficeMax Services Center. Now through Monday, all self-service color copies are just 25 cents a side. Valid in-store only. See store for details.
So you're fast asleep, dreaming you can fly like a falcon, unaware that as you were driving home, a diagnostic signal flew through your Impala's engine, transmission, brakes, and a few other systems you didn't even know you had, sniffing around for possible trouble codes. Then it shot data out of your car through a bunch of cell towers and into your inbox. You wake with some vague recollection of looking at Earth from above. Check your email and see that your car is just fine, thank you. But your left rear tire pressure's a bit low, your oil life's at 19%, and you're due for a new filter. After a long yawn, it dawns on you that you live in an amazing time when cars can diagnose key systems and send reports while you're suspended in midair, dreaming that humans can fly. All because you drive a Chevrolet Impala connected by OnStar. Find new roads. For details, availability, and system limitations, visit OnStar.com.
The new fall flooring styles are here.
and we've got them on sale now at Lumber Liquidators. Check out over 70 new floors, including new hand-scraped and exotic hardwood, new bamboo featuring Bellawood Ultra Strand Bamboo, new laminate and vinyl plank. Choose from 53 floors under $2 a square foot. Plus, get special extended financing. Hurry, sale ends Monday. Visit LumberLiquidators.com and find your local store. Better yet, drop by and get your free fall flooring catalog today.
I need to archive emails to comply with business regulations.
Do you have an IT guy to help search through thousands of PSD files?
No.
Got time to install a complicated product or create detailed reports?
No.
You okay paying storage fees to save duplicate emails and images?
No.
Offshore automated phone tree support okay?
No.
Then yes, we can help.
The Barracuda Message Archiver lets you store and find emails fast to avoid compliance and litigation penalties. Easy setup and single instance storage will save you time and money. And if you need help, you'll talk to a live human. Try the Barracuda Message Archiver free. Go to Barracuda.com/yes.
It's autumn, and the weather is cool and crisp. Whether you're enjoying the brilliant colors of fall or watching football at home with your family, you'll want Citrus Magic, the perfect fresh air solution. Made in the USA, Citrus Magic Air Freshener is considered the most effective odor eliminator, naturally absorbing bad odors and replacing them with fresh scents. Available as a long-lasting solid air freshener or non-aerosol spray at Walmart, Target, Walgreens, Kroger, your local hardware store, or online. There's magic in the air.
Magic.
Citrus Magic.
Magic in the air. The Doug Steffen Good Day program, 888-302-3684. Today is the observance of the federal Columbus Day holiday. Columbus Day itself was October the 12th, so it's a bit confusing. I remember when Congress, as a kid, changed these holidays around so that the unions could have a three-day weekend. That was really, if you don't know why we have holidays on Monday, it's because of union lobbying to get the members of the unions to have three-day weekends. You knew that, Kenny, right?
Oh, yeah.
Huh. Christopher Columbus was a cad. He was also confused about where he landed back in 1492 because the only available maps, they didn't have any GPS then, showed that the world was much smaller than it really was. So let's see here. Wall Street's open today. And, you know, all the retail stores, restaurants, pretty much everybody is going to work today. We're here and happy to be here talking about the issues of the day. 888-302-3684. One of the things that people are talking about, the Affordable Care Act, I just call it the Health Care Act or the Insurance Care, the new Insurance Act. Here's host Alan Ludell talking to one of his correspondents about insurance problems some people are facing as a side effect of the implementation of the Health Care Act.
One side effect, as the president's health care overhaul phases in, some consumers who've been purchasing their own insurance are receiving cancellation notices and or offers for insurance coverage at dramatically higher rates. Was this foreseen? Was this supposed to happen? Of course, some people who objected to it from the beginning foretold some of these things. But, I mean, generally speaking, did people see this perhaps happening?
Well, they've always said all along that the rates would vary from state to state and even different parts of the state, depending on a number of factors, including which insurance companies decide to participate, what rates they decide to charge, and, you know, how they decide to rate people. So they could predict that the rates would vary in some cases dramatically, but they couldn't have predicted how much. And so the insurance companies had crunched the numbers and sort of done the actuarial work.
And the people really getting hit would be those with their own insurance, not getting it through their employer, and who are modestly okay financially?
That's right. I would say more than modestly okay. The people that are really being hit, well, for example, in Florida, this is happening to a relative of mine. I didn't cite her in the story. She's retired, age 60. I don't know her income, but I would say she and her husband are comfortable. Her husband is already on Medicare. She's currently paying $300 a month, and now she's getting quotes for double that.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Cullen. I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
UtopiaSilver.com believes, as the Declaration of Independence states, that our rights come from God, not from government. The only lawful purpose of any government is to protect and secure the rights of the people, and no man or government has the authority to take what has been given to us by God. Among these rights are life, liberty, property, and the pursuit of happiness. And America's government has ceased to be the protector of liberty and of the people's God-given rights. But we, the people, can return America to greatness if we are willing to stand up and reassert our stolen rights. We ask that you join Utopia Silver in changing America's course in history. To save on health care and improve your health, call Utopia Silver at 888-213-4338. For a limited time, new customers will receive 50% off all colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
After the hour now, as we are geared up for another conversational day on the Doug Steffen Good Day program, our conversation as we finish the hour, focusing on the problems, some interesting stories actually, some about privacy concerns with the new healthcare situation. Here's Don Russell, one of the radio hosts that we have listened to, talking to a medical analyst named Dr. Steve Parente about these concerns.
The Affordable Care Act is... It's one of those things like, you think your privacy has been invaded before, wait until this thing gets going full speed? Is that the issue here?
That is the issue. It's potentially the issue. So the big concern is that to make the Affordable Care Act work requires combining up to 6 to 7 federal databases from agencies in a way that's never been done at this scale. Over 300 million people's data needs to be able to be combined to be able to operate this system.
You know, as more revelations come about, to the forefront regarding the NSA's pervasiveness in our lives, do you think people are becoming jaded to this?
A little bit. I mean, I think partially people are making trade-offs all the time when they go online and they put on their credit cards and they buy things, and they're really, we're trading off our privacy for convenience. And that might be the case here. It's just that sometimes it one thing is for privacy, another one could be more an issue of identity theft, which would be very costly, and just organized crime using this information that would cost everybody money. It's not just a privacy issue.
Is the government taking this into consideration as they compile this data?
They are trying to. They designed a system that's supposed to be what's called fire and forget, meaning that you match the data once to get everything to go, and then that's it. The problem is that when you don't have matches, this could be because you put the wrong data in or something else like that, that information remains for 10 years. There's a long statute of limitations that stays. And the downside of that is that it could create an opportunity for professional fraud rings to actually know exactly what key punches are putting in, just to trace the data all the way through the systems and try to crack them.
Doug Steffen's Good Day, finishing off the hour with a discussion of the new health situation, the care, the insurance. Here's host Charlie Sykes talking about what this new bill, what this new reality is already costing you.
$634 million. What would $634 million buy you? What would $634 million get you? Let me put this in a little bit of context. Facebook, which received its first investment in June of 2004, operated for a full 6 years before surpassing the $600 million mark in June 2010. Twitter, created in 2006, managed to get by with merely only $360 million in total funding until they got a boost in 2011. Instagram ginned up just $57.5 million in funding before Facebook bought it. LinkedIn, Spotify, meanwhile, have raised only respectively $200 million and $288 million. So what is $634 million? That's what the Obamacare sites cost. I've been waiting to see this number. $634 million for the Obamacare sites, and all we got was this lousy come-back-later message. This is a great piece from, what is this publication, Digital Trends. It's been 1 full week since the flagship technology portion of the Affordable Care Act, Obamacare, went live, and since that time, the befuddled beast that is healthcare.gov has shut down, crapped out, stalled, and misloaded so consistently that its track record for failure is challenged only by Congress. The site itself, which apparently underwent major code revisions over the weekend, still rejects user logins, fails to load drop-down menus and other crucial components for users that successfully gain entrance, and otherwise prevents uninsured Americans in the 36 states it serves from purchasing health care at competitive rates, which is, of course, its purpose. The site is so busted that as of a couple of days ago, the number of people who successfully purchased health care through it was in the single digits, according to the Washington Post. The reason for this nationwide headache apparently stems from poorly written code, which buckled under the heavy influx of traffic that its engineers and administrators should have seen coming.
Yes, hello, knock, knock. Anybody there? That's what you're paying for, or not, depending on whether you're sending in your taxes. All right, so there's some good discussion items of interest for the day, 59 after.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.